The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
What a great day today. It's good to be together and hear all the folks testify what the Lord has done in their life. I don't know if you've ever said this before. You probably have said this, maybe under your breath or maybe to someone with you, maybe in a story that you've told. It's something like, goes something like this: God did what he did in his perfect time. You ever said something like that, thought like that? It didn't happen when you thought it should have happened earlier. It didn't happen when you hoped it would happen. But God, whatever happened, happened right when God needed it to happen. In 2013, there was a plane crash. A pilot, he landed his plane in a creek in Maryland. And it had been a cold day. It's December 26th. The creek had frozen over. And he had to make an emergency landing. And when he landed on the ice, it kind of stuck there in the ice. You can get the picture of what was happening. That caused a great commotion and a lot of noise. And there was a house close by. It just happened to be a Navy SEAL that lived on that river in Maryland. And that heard that thing happen. He jumped up. He was watching TV with his daughter. He jumped up. He went to the dock. And he had two kayaks on the dock, and his son came out with him, and they drugged these kayaks. I mean, somehow they made it work, getting them across the ice out to the plane. And just as they got to the plane, the pilot had crawled out on the wing, and they said to him, "Reach out, grab the kayak, and hug it as hard as you can hug it." And as he reached out and grabbed that kayak, the plane began to sink into the water and drifted away. Now, that they said that this man who was prepared to do what he did that day, that Navy SEAL, he got there just in time. And we're going to talk about as a passage, I probably have preached this at least two times here at this message and talked about this. Jesus came at just the right time in history so that the world would be able to receive him. The world would be able to understand who he is. The world would be able to understand that God has completed his plan in their presence. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. I'm going to spare you the first couple of verses because it takes a lot of explanation just to get through what's going on there in those first couple of verses in that chapter. What he is saying in this text is that we, all of us, were slaves to sin. You were a slave to sin. I'm a slave to sin. The world was a slave to sin. And then he talks about Jesus coming in that context. And in that context, he speaks to, or he does what we need him to do in our culture. Look at verse 4. "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to his sonship." So he's saying to us in this passage that Jesus came in this religious world where there are all kinds of things going on, both secular and with the Jewish culture. Jesus came so that we might understand and know God and have a relationship with him. Verse 6, "Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has also made you an heir." God sent Jesus in the fullness of time. This is where this passage comes from. This is where this phrase comes from in our culture. The fullness of time is Jesus coming to earth to redeem God's children. It was a perfect time for this to happen because politically, this was a time where people would accept what was going on. They would accept Jesus. Look at Luke 2:1. The Roman census showed that there was a centralized authority that was, it gave stability to the world, to the Roman culture. I'm not saying it's correct. It was a correct authority, but it was an authority that gave a stability so that the gospel could proliferate in that culture. Acts 22, 25 through 28, Paul's Roman citizenship provided him the legal protection he needed to share the gospel, to get out and preach the word. God used the government, whether it was good or bad, and by the way, he does that now. God uses the government right now. It may not be good, it may not be bad, it may not be perfect, but God uses that to do what he needs to do in his time so that he may share his word. Second thing is, it was a good spiritual time. It was spiritually good because people were hungry for things of God. They were hungry for what God was sending them. Look at Isaiah 9:2. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Okay, this is a prophecy about the coming of Jesus. In the darkness, people will see a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, as a light has dawned. And just a few more verses past that, we get this verse that we connect with Christmas so clearly. Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So in Scripture, we see that the world was desperate. They were hungry. They were hurting. They are in trouble. And God sent his light into the world. Romans 3:23 explains this to us. "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." This morning, Karen and I were watching TV as we were getting ready, and they brought on Erica Kirk on with an interview on NPR or PBS. And she was talking about the experience of her husband being assassinated and all the people that were trying to create conspiracy theories around the event. And you've probably heard some of those conspiracy theories that people think, they just stack up some evidence that was created so they can try to create a narrative that helps them understand what sin in the world. Really, it's what it comes down to. They're trying to understand sin of what happened in that terrible event. And she began to explain how she felt about all the conspiracies. And that conversation was a little bit muddled and difficult and hard to understand everything she was saying. It wasn't a straight, clear stream of thought. But what she basically said was, this world is lost and caught in sin, and it needs Jesus. That's the summary of the conversation. We had a school shooting yesterday. It's a difficult, difficult day. There's never been a time in history any different than today. From the beginning of time until today, the world needs Jesus. They need him. They need to know him. This is a spiritually hungry time. John 4:25 talks about the Samaritan woman, a difficult situation, and she expected a Messiah. We know that we are people that need Jesus. Here's the third evidence, the third thing that made it the right time, is prophecy was fulfilled in the life of Jesus. Micah 5:2 discusses this coming Savior. "But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times." That's Micah 5:2. Isaiah 7:14 is a prophecy about the coming of Jesus. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." In Daniel, it talks about the Messiah. "No one understand this from the time the word goes out to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one," that's Jesus, "comes." There'll be, and he goes on to explain all the leadership structure that will happen. Matthew 1:22 says, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel." which means God with us. And when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as a wife, but he did not consummate the marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. It is all through Scripture pointing to this was the right time for Jesus to come. Now, I didn't want to talk about anything personal today, because I don't want to distract from Jesus. Don't want to distract from the musical that presented Christ. But I got to tell you, there's something, I got something weighing heavy on me I need to tell you. And this, it is sad for me to leave here. It's sad. I'm sad about it. Been sad all day. But it's also the right time. The perfect time. It's God's time. He did what he needed to do, and we knew what our call was to come here. Our call was to help a church prepare to get ready for what God is going to do in the church in the future. We got to see the process of God bringing new people in and affirming and rebuilding the church and strengthening the church and getting you to a point to move forward and boldly call someone to come lead as pastor. And that is a blessing. That is a blessing to get to see that and be a part of that. So, but it doesn't take away the emotion of it. The emotion is God does great things, and it's going to be difficult to go away. It's going to be difficult. But it's His perfect time. It's His perfect time. Feel pretty good about that. Feel pretty good about it being God's perfect time. So, you can walk out of this door, go down the street, go into any store, go into any, let's just go to Walmart. That's where you'll find the most people. Let's go to Walmart. Let's walk in. You can look around the room, look around the building. You're going to find people that it's just the right time for them to meet Jesus. It's just the right time because they are desperate and they are in pain and they don't even know it all the time. They're struggling with making sense of the world and struggling with making sense of finances, and then they don't know what's going on with all of their family, and some of the family's in trouble and some of the family's doing great, and they need Jesus, and it is the right time to tell them about Jesus. So I want to ask you to do this. I want to ask, this is probably the biggest crowd I preach to at the church. It's a big one. A lot of people here. If all of us went out today, pray as you leave. Lord, send somebody that needs to hear about you today, right now. He would do that, first of all. He would do that. He would give you the opportunity. And then ask those people to come back with you tonight. And come back tonight and hear the presentation about the coming of the Savior. Hear about Jesus who died for our sins and was resurrected, conquered the grave. Hear about all that so that they may hear about Jesus in just the right time. In just the right moment. You know, all week I've been Google searching. I've been Google searching stories. Trying to find stories of people that had something happen to them in just the right time. And there's a bunch of them. There's no end to it. There's no end to somebody saying, I went to the grocery store, I opened up my wallet, and I didn't have enough to pay for groceries, but I reached into the pocket and I pulled out an envelope and opened it up somebody had given me today, and it was the right amount of money to pay for groceries that day. There's no end to that story. To the just the right time stories. God is going to take care of you when you need Him. He's going to be there for you when you need help. And He will always be there at just the right time. You can trust Him. I want to close with this before we move on to a busy day. We came here for us in just the right time. I had gotten so tired and burnt out from preaching I'd been somewhere a long, long time, and it was just, I was exhausted, doing two jobs basically. And I'd gotten to the point where I couldn't talk, because when I'd get up, I was so exhausted, my vocal cords would tighten down, and I couldn't talk. And when Danny called and said, would you want to come and be our interim? It's only 3 months. I don't think he said that. I think I said to Danny, man, I don't know if I can make it more than 3 months. But I knew the Lord was calling us to come here. And I said yes in faith. And coming here to preach, God brought back a boldness and a strength in my voice that I had lost. I can't explain to you what happened. I don't think it was physical. I don't think it was emotional. I think I was just exhausted. Because that last experience at another church was awesome. It was an awesome time. But I was exhausted. And at just the right time, God brought us First Baptist Church Manning. He let us come be here. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So thank you for that. Thank you for encouraging us at just the right time, strengthening us at just the right time, being our friends, helping us with things like the wedding for Caitlin, all those great things that have gone on in our life the last couple of years. I appreciate you being there. So that wasn't part of the message, by the way, but I felt like I just needed to say it. I'm going to close with a word of prayer. If God is speaking to you today and telling you that today's your day, it's just the right time, you need to respond to Him. Please stand up. The best day to respond to Jesus, the best day to respond to Jesus is when He calls. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this church, for the loving nature and character of this church. Father, thank you for our experience that we got to experience here. Father, I pray for the future. I thank you for what is happening right now. It's a beautiful thing, what's going on here. And God, I pray that you just pour out your spirit and you'd reach this community. And Lord, that you would give these folks just the next era of First Baptist Church Manny be defined as an era where Jesus was lifted up and God came in power. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.